Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, Creation of the Universal Form, and text number 5. Parena Vishvata Swasmin Matraya Vishvastragganaha Chaksho Bhanyonyam Asadhya Yasmin Lokascharacharaha. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. As the Lord, in His plenary portion, entered into the elements of universal creation, they transformed into the gigantic form in which all planetary systems and all movable and immovable creation rests. Purport. The elements of cosmic creations are all matter and have no potency to increase in volume unless entered into by the Lord in His plenary portion. This means that matter does not increase or decrease unless it is spiritually touched. Matter is a product of spirit and increases only by the touch of spirit. The entire cosmic manifestation has not assumed its gigantic form by itself, as wrongly calculated by less intelligent persons. As long as spirit is within matter, matter can increase as needed. But without the spirit, matter stops increasing. For example, as long as there is spiritual consciousness within the material body of a living entity, the body increases to the required size. But a dead material body, which has no spiritual consciousness, stops increasing. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, importance is given to the spiritual consciousness, not the body. The entire cosmic body increases by the same process that we experience in our small bodies. One should not, however, foolishly think that the individual infinitesimal soul is the cause of the gigantic manifestation of the universal form. The universal form is called the Virat Rupa because the Supreme Lord is within it in His plenary portion. ओम ज्ञानदिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं पर्यनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमा ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन्यदि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. परेन विशता स्वस्मिन् मात्रया विश्वस्त्रगणः चक्षोत्थान्योन्यम् आसत्य यस्मिन् लोकाश चराचर. As the Lord in his plenary portion entered into the elements of a universal creation, they transformed into the gigantic form in which all planetary systems and all movable and immovable creation rest. So here we see that all these 23 elements that yesterday we have discussed about, which are the constituents of Mahat Tattva, they are created but not activated. So how it got activated and how the different things came into manifestation has explained henceforth. So it starts with the plenary portion of the Lord. As Prabhupada has quoted from Brahma Samhita, that Eko Pesavrachaitum Jagadanda Koti Koti Shvashesha Vasudadi Vibhuti Vimna Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam. That plenary expansion of the Lord, which enters in individual elements, and that creates different forms. So the first form which has created, that has explained here, that is Virat Rupa. Anything material which does not have any consciousness remains always inert. It never creates anything. So when the consciousness comes, and in touch with the consciousness, then matter starts either growing or getting decayed. Even today, this medical scientist, that does not believe that there is a soul in the embryo. That's why up to the third month, they said you can abort. But these rascals, they don't know that without the presence of consciousness, nothing grows. Like this table, at least it is there for last 5-6 years. It has not grown at even a single millimeter. Why? Because it's just dead matter. There is no consciousness. But if there is a live tree, it grows because it has consciousness. 1975, when this scanning machine or sonography machine first time came, then these people, they realized that how embryo grows from the day of conception up to the day of delivery. But that whole movement of that embryo has explained in this same canto, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when it was explained? 5,000 years back on the bank of Ganges, when it was spoken first time to Parikshit Maharaj. But in that conversation, they have quoted one conversation which has happened long back in Satyayuga. At least some 2-3 million years ago. That time, the great ancient rishis, they were knowing how things happen without any sonography machine. We say today that we are so much advanced, but what we can see, which is visible to our eyes, But if you read Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd canto 31st chapter, where the movements of embryo has explained, not only the physical movement, but what sort of a consciousness that is developing day by day in that embryo, that has also explained in great depth and details. There is one Garbhopanishad that also gives the total explanation about the mental situation, the physical situation, and the consciousness, development of consciousness of that fetus. So everything has nicely explained. And it starts with here. Without the touch of spirit, matter will not increase. And that's why Lord, by His plenary expansion as a super soul, He enters in each and every ingredients of this Mahatattva. Then in the next verse, it is explained, Hiranmaya sapurushaha sahasra parivatsaram andakosha upasasu sarvasatvo paprahitaha. The gigantic Virata Purusha, known as Hiranmaya, lived for 1,000 celestial years on the water of the universe, and all the living entities lay with him. Hey, the sweet sound on tone. Good, hai? Laya nahi hai. De do, abhi wo log jayenge. The gigantic Virata Purusha, known as Hiranmaya, lived for 1,000 celestial years on the water of the universe, and all the living entities live with him. After the Lord entered each and every universe as a Garbhodakshay Vishnu, half of the universe was filled with water. The cosmic manifestation of planetary systems, outer space, etc., which are visible to us in only one half of the complete universe. Before the manifestation takes place and after the entrance of Vishnu within the universe, there is a period of 1,000 celestial years. Before the manifestation takes place and after the entrance of Vishnu within the universe, there is a period of 1,000 celestial years. All the living entities injected within the womb of Mahatattva are divided in all universes with the incarnation of Garbhodakshay Vishnu, and all of them lie down with the Lord until Brahma is born. Brahma is the first living being within the universe, and from him all other demigods and living creatures are born. Manu is the original father of mankind, and therefore in Sanskrit, mankind is called Manushya. Humanity in different bodily qualities is distributed throughout the various planetary systems. So here, how all things are manifested has explained. And their time duration. Now, Savai Vishwasrajan Garbho Deva Karmatma Shaktiman Vipa Bhajantatmatmanam Ekada Dashadhatridha.
Brahma, demigods, all whatever the it all manushya.
That's what Prabhupada says in the Purport. In the different feature, they are appear in different planetary systems. Divya manushya.
Whatever. No, like this. We got the. Kevala sunna nahi hai na.
See, all are like a human form only. But little bit difference of a tattva. Like we are staying on the earthly planet. So in our body, earthly element is more. So that we can stay where the earth element is prominent. Like if they go to Surya Loka, their fire is prominent. So they can stay in that fire. Like there are fire bacteria in volcanoes. They have found it out now. So there are bodies which can sustain in like a 2,000-3,000 Fahrenheit temperature.
Something the scientists are saying in Chandra Loka not visible.
Because it is not visible for you. That's what in the beginning I told, that whatever our assumptions are there, they are based on our senses. And we know our senses are imperfect. If it is too close also, I can't see anything. And if it is too far also, I can't see. So my seeing ability is depending upon so many factors. There should be a light. It should be, there should be a visibility. If there is a too foggy, you can't see anything. So same way, whatever knowledge you gain by this material senses, which are imperfect, that is also imperfect.
That's a doubt. They are saying we are in the chandra, moon. But Prabhupada is saying it is far from the chandra.
On this earthly planet only, you are not able to see the hobgoblins and spirits. They are there. Which are there on this planet, then forget about which is beyond our capacities, which is beyond our earthly orbit. How you can, even contemplating on that is just like a speculating with your own speculative intelligence, nothing else.
I am not speculating.
Not you. As you are saying that the scientists, they are telling that there is nothing on the moon. Who says that?
But we are saying there are building and homes and families and farming, all these things there. Everything there.
Only on this Bhumandala there are things we are, like equator. Who has gone there yet? There is a part of the equator, even human race has not reached it. It's not accessible for everyone on this earthly planet. And what to speak of the other planets? Like there are some islands near India only. No so-called modern human being has reached there yet. Only aborigines, they are staying there and they are not allowing anyone to step in. So there are so many mysteries are unsolved till date on this earthly planet. And we are trying to go on moon and build castles. That is nonsense. Everyone know that was Hawks moon landing. Yes, Master? Do you believe that? Oh.
They fell on stage. Most people thought it was
sensitive. Yeah, it was in studio. So same way, whatever you speculate through your imaginations, that's not the fact. And here the scripture says, where is what? That's where now that point has come where the different planetary system has explained. The total energy of the Mahatattva in the form of a gigantic Virat Rupa divided himself into the consciousness of the living entities. The life of activity and self-identification, which are subdivided into 1, 10 and 3 respectively. Consciousness is the sign of living entity or the soul. The existence of a soul is manifest in the form of consciousness called Jnana Shakti. The total consciousness is that of a gigantic Virata Rupa. And the same consciousness is exhibited in the individual person. The activity of a consciousness is performed through air of life, which is of 10 divisions. The air of life are called prana, apana, udana, vyana and samana, and are also differently qualified as naga, Kurma, Kruka, Devadatta, and Dhananjaya. The consciousness of the soul becomes polluted by the material atmosphere, and thus various activities are exhibited in the false ego of bodily identification. These various activities are prescribed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 41, as Bahu Shakahi Anantasya Buddhayo Avyavasayinam. The conditioned soul is bewildered into various activities for want of pure consciousness. In pure consciousness, the activity is one. The consciousness of the individual soul becomes one with the Supreme Consciousness when there is a synthesis between two. The monist believes that there is only one consciousness, whereas sattvatas or the devotees believe that although there is undoubtedly one consciousness, they are one because there is agreement. The individual consciousness is advised to dwell with the Supreme Consciousness as instructed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 18.66. Chapter 18, text number 66. Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. The individual consciousness, that is Arjuna, is advised to dovetail the Supreme Consciousness and thus maintain his conscious purity. It is foolish to try to stop the activities of consciousness, but they can be purified when they are dovetailed with the Supreme. This consciousness is divided into three modes of self-identification according to the proportion of a purity: adhyatmika, or self-identification with the body and mind; adibhautika, or self-identification with the material products; and adidaivika, or self-identification as servant of Lord. Of the three, adidaivika self-identification is the beginning of purity of consciousness in pursuance of the desire of the Lord. That is klesha. Adidaivika, adhyatmika, or adibhautika. That is klesha. Here, identification. Identification as explained. So now again, Prabhupada is clarifying the most important point that we have to understand is how this consciousness, which is known as a jnana shakti, works in this material world. Because of this jnana shakti, everything becomes movable. Then that same jnana shakti, this movement, that happens because of her divisation into 10. And these 10 things are like a pranas, pancha pranas and pancha upapranas, because of which our bodily activities are happening. And they happen how? With our identification. If we identify ourselves with our mind and body, then our identification is considered here as a adhyatmika. When we consider ourselves as the product of this material nature, then that identification is considered as a adibhautika. And when we identify ourselves as the servant of the Lord, that is considered as the adidaivika identification. And Prabhupada clearly says this adidaivika self-identification is the beginning of purity of a consciousness in pursuance of the desire of the Lord. Kamam tu dase natu kama kamyaha. Rather than trying to enjoy our own senses, if someone uses that same desire to fulfill and complete the desire of the Lord, that is to position ourselves in our own self-identification as the servant of the Lord, which is known as the Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivika self-identification. That is the goal of our life. And that's what Lord desires from us to understand it. I will stop it here because these things are too technical. If I go on just reading, it will not able to understand. So better you should read and contemplate, and then tomorrow we'll go further. Okay?
Activity of consciousness is performed through the air.
Yes.
What is the difference of prana and soul? Atma.
See, soul is held in the body by prana. Prana carries the soul from one body to another. And that's why it is explained here. Because the existence of soul in the body we can understand through consciousness. So the consciousness is depending upon air in the body. Sometimes when you sit for a long, your legs get numb. You lose consciousness there. Why? Because prana is not moving in that part. When you start patting it, when prana starts move, along with that, this consciousness also moves. So, the presence of consciousness depends on the prana. That's why, as per the Ayurveda, our lifespan is not counted on years. It is counted on the breaths. How many breaths you have? Prana. And that's why some people, they can prolong their lifespan by controlling prana. If they do this pranayama means to hold the prana. So when they do that, they can increase their span of life. So the presence of consciousness felt in the body by prana. And that's why prana is very important in our material body. What? Floating. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Who is holding that prana in your body? That soul, like in the episode of Hiranyaksha. There was no flesh, no blood, no veins in the body. But that prana, he has hold it through air only. Nothing was needed for them. So prana can be sustained in the body through air. Okay.
Prana se life here, prana, jo soul atma hai, atma se life here. Susmata kam.
हाँ
सुष्मता जो है कम है
किसकी
प्राण का लाइफ
हाँ एयर इज ग्रॉस ग्रॉस एलिमेंट एंड जीवा इज टोटली सटल विच इज बियॉन्ड दिस मटेरियल क्रिएशन एयर इज क्रिएटेड इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड विच होल्ड्स सोल इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड That's why prana lives, so it carries the soul.
Prananta bolte, dehanta bolte, khasi prananta hi.
Prananta bol dete.
Dehanta to.
हाँ उनका देहांत हो गया कि उनका देह का अंत हो गया उनका नहीं अंत हुआ है या बोलते प्राण पखेरु उड़ गए यानी life है has gone. Okay.
Two things, Many things.
Need to contemplate because it's very thick. To dissolve it. Huh? Yes, that makes a lot of difference when you hear it first time. So this pretty technical thing that we have to understand. It is like a how the whole cosmic creation has started. That has explained. How it began. Step by step, step by step, step by step. Everything is revealed. It's not that just something collapsed on each other and the whole creation has taken place. That Big Bang theory rubbish. It has not happened like that. If you understand this, you will understand that there is a God who is getting them this. Otherwise, how these subtle things will manifest in a gross form and will have a varieties of a life, and there are varieties of activities. That's never happened just only on the bang. There's no bang and everything came into being. There is a process of a creation which has happened with a stipulated time, with a precise procedure, and with a meticulously done by someone, or it is engineered by someone with a proper shape and size. Every species has its own variety, its own body, typical kind of a consciousness, which is totally differ from all others. It will not come just by bang. 1945, I think, before your birth or after your birth? Before, when they put that atom bomb on the Nagasaki and Hiroshima. What was created there? The new Japan came out, or whatever was there got destroyed. So bang has not created anything in this world. Otherwise now this Diwali festival is going on. They are cracking so many fires, crackers. There is nothing, no creation has taken place. That they have just lit a fire and there was a burst and something has come up. New tree has come up. Nothing has happened like that. It's a very systematic thing. And most important, that has explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, which gives detailed description about the devotion. But before understanding the devotion, you need to understand whom to worship, why to worship, and who is he. To understand that, this creation part is important. To know how complicated thing has generated with a systematic, precise procedure. And for that needs a very versatile brain, and that brain is behind that is nothing but God. If you understand this, then the further things which has explained as his pastime, you will come to know. You will be able to understand them. Otherwise, if you don't know, people generally they think Krishna is just like a womanizer. That's what the people they create image about Lord Krishna. Or the person, he is a culprit who has caused so many deaths. Millions and millions of people died because of him. Unless and until they understand this thing, they will not understand what he has done. And that's why Lord says that janma karma cha me divyam. His birth and his activities are transcendental. Through your material consciousness and material intelligence, you can't understand that. So better to understand this material thing first with your material intelligence and understand and start appreciating the creation which is done by the God. When you start appreciating that complications of a creation, then you will realize how great God is. And then you will able to understand his activities. Make some sense? And that's why first three cantos, they are giving more emphasis on this creation part. So at least with your material intelligence, purify your existence by understanding these things. Try to understand the purpose of creation, why it has created. Purpose of creation is to facilitate us to back home to go back home, back to Gautam. Just get rid of this gel. This world is known as a Durga. And superintendent of this Durga is Durga, goddess Durga, who is none other than the external energy of the Lord. So we need to understand this. Who is who? And then according to that, we should worship them. So we'll stop here. Sorry?
Consciousness of the soul becomes polluted by the material atmosphere and the past various activities are inflicted in the false ego of the soul is pure, how it becomes polluted?
When it comes in touch with the material things, because as soon as you come to the material world, the first thing you come in touch with that false ego. That is your misidentification. Rather than considering yourself soul, you start considering body. And if you consider yourself body, you try to satisfy the bodily limbs. You start to get entangled and indulge in your own sense gratification. And that loses your pure consciousness.
According to this power board, like a living entity, the soul activated by this super consciousness.
Yeah.
Otherwise, soul is not
active. No, he is like in a dormant stage. He is like in a big slumber. Unless and until Lord activates him, they are like in deep slumber. What's the specific meaning of slumber?
It's a sleep.
It's not only sleep, it's a deep sleep. Deep sleep, almost like a death, no consciousness. Even if truck comes and moves on you, you will not feel anything. It's like almost a death.
Sometimes.
No activities.
A person doesn't wake up in the morning.
Yeah, that's what.
They keep sleeping.
Things may change outside, but you are like same. Okay? Let's stop it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Happy New Year. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Yeah, it will start by 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We have come to nice Govardhan Puja. Like on Puja Puja and Bhagwana Govardhan Puja. And
Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 3.6.5 and 6. So.
Thank you.